skirmish. We have skirmish mode in there where you can choose up to three opponents. You can make one of them or more of them allies.
Okay.
You know, you could have set up a skirmish mission where your Federation and you have an AI team playing Klingon and an AI playing Romulan all against the Borg.
Okay.
And choose different levels of difficulty for each of the different
foes.
To me,
that's what I want.
So as you can see, there's a pretty decent amount of settings you can make for whenever you want to set a skirmish matchup. You can do the co-op wave, which is a cooperative game type, which you can be working with the AI or against the AI to on a common goal to defend from an enemy assault. Or you can do deathmatch, which everyone loves. I'm going to run a deathmatch. We'll do two players, two teams. And we'll choose the era. We're going to do original series, because that's my favorite. Do four ships in our fleet, 5-minute time limit. And we'll do one respawn. So now this is our pregame lobby here. You can set the AI difficulty.
Okay.
I'm not that great, so it's too easy. And I'm going to be... I got to be fed. I'm going to sit here and build my fleet. So I have a set amount of command points that I can actually build my fleet with. And each ship that you can choose has a value. So that's a way that we balance multiplayer, is that each player gets a set number of command points. There's always going to be the same for each player. And you go ahead and you just build your fleet however you want with that amount of command points. And the way we put values on ships is that no matter what, a 30,000 command point fleet is pretty much going to be even matched against another 30,000 command points.
But then it's your choice if you want to have a bunch of destroyer class or skirmishing ships, or if you want to have like a sovereign class.
Exactly.
Like
so we're doing the toss era right now. So I'm going to choose Constitution Refit's one of my favorites. Bring a nice battleship, the Proxima, which is a Mad Doc design. And grab a Miranda, a nice little destroyer. And alongside here, you can see all the stats, photon phaser banks for all the ships. And I'll grab myself a Scout. I'm ready to launch here. And I wanted to make sure that people got a good idea of the stats of these ships. So during the load screens, to keep the player entertained, we actually put all the different ships and all the stats they have. So people can kind of bone up on, on their fleet.
Right, so that when they go to pick, they don't have to like look it up in a book or something and,
right.
and try to figure out the best choices. Though the real fan doesn't need that.
We're trying to bridge the gap between real fans and gaming fans. All right, so here I've got my fleet. As you can see right now, my four ships are arrayed according to a diamond pattern to map to the D-pad on an Xbox controller.
Okay.
So it's really easy to switch to the ship to the left. I just hit left on the D-pad, down the D-pad, right on the D-pad. And those are my four ships.
Now, if you had eight ships or something, then is it still a D-pad? Is it like a bigger circle or
no,
something?
We
or?
Made it so that the entire game is done with four or less ships.
Oh, okay.
And so you can have allies, but they're going to be under AI control or one of your friends is flying them. So right now I have all my ships selected. I'm going to issue a group command on the strategic map.
Wow, okay. So you got like a top-down map view here.
I want to see... I have a general idea. It's a pretty small multiplayer map, and I can see that on the far end here is my enemy, and I set my sensor so I can see that far. So these guys are starting to path. This is one of the multiplayer maps. It's got a lot of good stuff in it. Just a really interesting space train. And when you have a lot of planets and bodies in space, it interrupts a lot with what you can do for warping.
Oh, okay.
So it makes it kind of interesting. You can trap people by planet so they can't
escape.
Now,
that's because each planet actually has, like, a field in which you can't
Every
you
planet
can't
has
warp.
A gravity well in which it would be impossible to warp from. You have to get away from it first. Which is cool, because sometimes if you're in open space, you can warp away if you're about to get killed.
Right.
If you can draw them near a planet.
So there's a strategy idea to the map there, where it's not just you have to avoid them as you were just steering around there, but it's also just the idea that it affects the type of gameplay that's
going to be done. If you can get your battleship... right next to a planet and a bunch of guys attacking you, you're going to knock the hell out of them because
they can't
run away.
Take off, and your battleship doesn't want to take off because it's a big brute.
But then if you're a Romulan or Klingon, depending on the era, you can actually cloak.
Okay.
And you can't affect repairs or warp while you're cloaked, but you can stop the onslaught.
Right.
They can't find you. So right now I'm actually issuing group commands to all four of my ships, trying to concentrate their fire on this one ship. And that's pretty much the best way to take out a ship.
Right. You're getting kind of beat up there, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. It seems like my Enterprise is taking out most of the damage. But if you take a look, my Proxima battleship is actually
hanging
doing fine. Yeah. And my destroyer is trying to pretty much wait for a good opportunity to launch all its torpedoes. Destroyers are great because they have a high photon loadout, as opposed to cruisers, which have more powerful phasers.
Right, okay.
And if you can have your battleship or your cruiser take out the shields of an enemy, a destroyer can swoop in and bam, unload all its photons, and it's pretty much game over.
Excellent. So we were talking with the doctor about this skirmish mode and just the fact that, so you could sit here all day and create different matches with different allies and different enemies and different AI levels, and I mean, you're going to work up quite a bit before you sort of run out of what's challenging for you, especially because you set this to easy AI.
Yeah.
And as much as you downplay your ability, I mean, you've probably played this more than the rest of us. the idea that it also has medium and hard, I mean, there's a lot of range.
Yep.
So.
And there's also difficulty levels. If you want to let, if you just only select two ships and you fight against the Borg can pick a cube and pretty much going to destroy you because there's no one or two ships in any of the races that can take on a Borg single-handedly,
okay.
Borg cubes.
So in the game, there are the four races, and that's it?
We wanted to focus on the big four.
Right. In Armada 2, I noticed there was, some of the more unusual races like, reveal my non-trickiness if I can't get the number right, Species 8472.
Yep.
Ooh, yeah, good. I get the number right. And that was kind of odd. I mean, I know that they're a neat race, but on the other hand,
they're cool, but it's
it's not definitely not a main part of the, and it wouldn't span across the different generations.
So as Ian mentioned, we really needed to flesh out the fleets because you've got three eras, and you don't see a ton of ships in the Ent era at all. The Enterprise era, you certainly don't see the Borg. The same for the TOS era. So we had to go in and just create these huge fleets. We actually have over 80 ships now, and if we wanted to add other races, it would have started to get diluted.
Sure.
And
you wouldn't be able to give the right amount of attention
exactly
to these things.
And we're really happy with the balance that we've struck with the big four.
So.
Right, I'm going to load up another skirmish map and let you take a look at the Borg. That's what everybody's been waiting for. Let's do three players. And we'll do a team match. We'll try to team up on the Borg here.
Ooh, 70,000 command points.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have a bit bigger ships here you can use.
And I'll have the Romulans help me out. I'll be the Feds. Actually, no, I'm going to be the Romulans. I feel like being sneaky today. And set him to team two. And the Feds are going to help me out. Let's build me a fleet. Everyone's favorite ship, the Warbird.
Yeah.
Got two of those, a Harpy Cruiser, and a Destroyer.
Harpy Cruiser.
Now let's do this.
I can only remember seeing the Raptor in like one or two episodes.
Yeah, it didn't come up that often. Then again, there was a lot of ships that maybe only made like one or two appearances.
Right.
And we had to use those, like as a hardcore reference, like, all right, this is where it showed up.
Sure.
Now we've got to model it to make sure.
Is that ever a problem where, like, it did show up once or twice, but you never got to see, let's say, the bottom of it?
Yeah, we have pretty good artists that can kind of...
They could just interpolate from what they saw, or...
There's always a style to a ship, and they can just kind of map it to the bottom if they don't know exactly.
Right.
We've obviously taken liberties here and there, but...
Do you get the original models at all from, from CBS? Or
no, I wish. We didn't have any original models. That's the closest thing we got to an original.
Because they actually... I'm trying to remember what they used back in the Next Generation days to render those things, but obviously they do have... You think they would have models somewhere, actual computer models.
They might be a little... Oh, the computer models themselves, we didn't have, but we didn't really need, because there's actually a lot of really good reference out there of 2D stuff, top view, side view, bottom views of all these different ships. And we've kind of got some experts in the field.
Sure.
Right, so I just take a look back at the map here.
I've cloaked
my Romulans.
Yeah.
And I can see that they're on the other end here. Set a path there. And now because I'm cloaked, I can't warp, so it's going to be a little bit slower.
Hey, Jordan, that stuff's up there.
Well, I can't be sneaky if you're one.
And I like this map a lot. It's really, really pretty. It's the really cool blue nebulas there, and they're benign nebulas. A lot of nebulas can be damaging in this game.
Okay.
But this one is just.
Now I see on the actual sort of radar down there, the red mm-hmm. cube. What is that?
That is the enemy cube.
That's the enemy cube. It's huge. Oh my! Look at that. It's huge.
So I'm going to set these guys, as soon as they get in range, I'm going to want them to uncloak. Yeah, this guy's already decloaked.
They just did that on their own, because they're in range, or?
Mm-hmm. And you can actually get an idea for the sheer size of this cube here, because I'm in a warbird right now, which is usually
not a small ship.
Dwarfs any ship.
Right.
And now this thing looks like a little kid next to this guy. And I'll take the Raptor, which is a more reasonable sized ship. You can kind of see the scale of this.
Hey, nice.
I know. That's appreciated.
Well, I think everyone's doing that. Everybody keeps saying followers. It's just, someone
looks like my warbird's about to bite the dust. So what I'm going to do is try to maximize my destructive capabilities. I'm going to set them to self-destruct. And hopefully this board cube will get caught in the radius. Unless it gets blown up first.
So I made just the layer on top of it and just like did everything I did on top of it.
Yeah, no, I've been
oh, there he goes.
Kind of streamlining how I do it all.
Yeah. Something really cool. I love the explosions in our game. They're actually generated procedurally, and they chunk different every time. So depending on where you hit the ship, chunks will blow off, and then when you actually destroy it, it finds random geometry and then blows it from there, and all the chunks go everywhere on the secondary explosions. It's really cool. It's one of the really cool graphical effects in this game.
Cool. So people will be just watching when they get blown up and staring at the actual explosion effects.
Right. Yeah, so. And then they're going to get their other ships blown up because they're not paying attention. I'm just wondering where my allies are right now. Oh, there they are. So we've got, it looks like, a Defiant, an Intrepid, and two Sovereigns coming to help me.
Gee, they weren't too quick to help.
I did set the AI to easy. As you can see now, they actually wound up taking up they took out a Borg Obelisk, which is one of the bigger ships, the cube. But see, they're starting to concentrate their fire, and the cube is starting to take some damage here.
I found that an interesting thing about putting actions. You know how you have your brush options or like the drop down tab?
I saw that you can put your actions up there and you click on actions and turn them on.
Starting to take some damage there. So anyways, that was... Skirmish is one of my favorite.
That's great.
And it's very similarly mapped to multiplayer on Xbox Live. It's very much the same setup. So okay. It gives you a lot of flexibility in how you want to play online. Right. And we're really proud of the co-op wave mode of multiplayer. It's going to be really fun.
Sure.
Because that's a situation like one of the maps is Bajor, which is the Deep Space Nine map. And you have to protect DS9 from just waves of Borg that keep coming in.
Right.
And so you and your up to three allies are just sitting there trying to strategize. I'm going to protect the base.
Okay, so on Xbox Live, I can hook up with a friend of mine, and we can play against AI.
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
Star Trek Legacy for Xbox 360 and PC.